Insurance companies deducting COVID subsidies from payouts to business who have made a claim for business interruption due to the pandemic. Well, the Business Post had reported that FBD was seeking to wipe thousands of euro off payouts to publicans whose policies did cover them for losses suffered during the pandemic. This followed a landmark test case in the Commercial Court earlier this year. Peter O'Dwyer's story this week said that they had seen further evidence of other insurers doing this. We'll speak to the Minister with responsibility for insurance, Sean Fleming, in just a moment. But first, the director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, Peter Boland, told this programme that he too was aware of it happening.
The live claims are still, in many cases, at a very early stage because the process has been very slow. But what we're hearing from one or two cases which have been finalised at this stage is that insurers are taking almost all of the state support by way of either subsidies or grants, and netting them off any business interruption payments. One example that we've encountered already is a small business that would have been entitled to about 120,000 in business interruption compensation. But when state support was netted off it, the figure that was offered was 20,000. We would call on the state either through the Department of Finance or through the Central Bank to intervene very specifically in this area and make sure that the state does not end up subsidising insurer company profits during the pandemic.
That's Peter Boland there from the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Well, in a statement to us, FBD said they are awaiting the outcome of another court hearing to determine the amounts due, and that is expected in the coming days. They said they are providing interim payments to policyholders, which already had amounted to over 10 million euro. We can talk now to Sean Fleming, who is the Minister of State with responsibility for financial services, credit unions and insurance. Good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
Are you aware of insurance companies deducting the value of the COVID subsidies from their payouts to businesses whose policies do qualify them to make a claim?
Yes, this matter has recently come to light, and it's an issue that I am aware of, and I specifically raised this with the Central Bank at a meeting yesterday. Now, what I have to say is that I agree with Peter Boland when he says the function of the state making payments to companies that were in trouble due to COVID-19 and had to close, that the job of the government is not to subsidise the profits of the insurance companies as part of the COVID situation. So he's quite right when he says that. But it's important just to explain what happens when a company makes an insurance claim or an individual. If you take the current situation before COVID, if somebody was involved in an accident and it was agreed that the total settlement that they should get for loss of income and injuries was, for example, 100,000, which during the course of a couple of years, the state had paid out maybe 20,000 by way of disability to the individual, the insurance company would pay the balance of the 100,000, which would be 80,000. The person would have received their total 100,000, but the insurance company would have to hand that 20,000 that the state paid out back to the state. Now, the COVID claims are new, but that is the principle I would like to see carrying through. And what that would mean in these cases, where a company has got payment from the state, the insurance company cannot be let off the hook and reduce their total payments in respect of that claim. The person who's made a claim and is the judge says it's worth 100,000, they must get that 100,000 if their business insurance cover policy includes that. And if payments have been made by the state, I would be ensuring that these companies refund that money to the state because we paid part of the losses to that business. Okay. And I would be saying at that stage that we would want to reinvest that money that comes back from the insurance company back into the sectors that were affected by the COVID. I wouldn't like the state just to pocket that money either. I think if we do get that money, it should be given back to the sectors that were affected by this.
Okay, so you say if we do get that money back, so
well, there's no,
can you enforce it or can you simply ask the insurance companies to refund it?
What we can say is the current arrangements that are currently in place ever before COVID came along, before a case is settled, for example, a car accident, an injury case, that person must produce a certificate of the payments they received from the Department of Social Protection. So there are already arrangements in place whereby payments to the state to a person making a claim for insurance get a letter from the relevant government department confirming what has been paid. So this should happen here in these cases as well. whereby if there had been payment to a company under the wage subsidy scheme or rates rebate, that information has to be documented from the state authorities, that has to be given to the insurance companies. And the most important thing here, this matter is currently before the courts, and I would hope, by not influencing the court here, that they take these factors into account to ensure that the insurance companies in total pay the full amount of the claim, albeit some of it might have to be refunded to the state, and the state then should use that money for those industries that have been affected by these insurance policies.
But if the court doesn't do that, what I'm trying to establish is there anything you can do as a government to enforce, to force rather, the insurance companies to refund that money that you're talking about? Or do you only have the power to ask them to do it?
No, well, what I will say is we haven't been in a COVID situation before, so I can't judge the outcome of the court case before the outcome of the court case happens. And as soon as that happens, we will study that very carefully. But I would expect the insurance companies to apply the same principle here that they already do in the cases that I've highlighted in the past.
Okay.
It is different, but I would expect the same principle to apply.
Okay. Will you give the central bank, who is the regulator, what about giving them the power to bring a test case to the courts to establish certainty on the insurance cover that is provided to businesses in these types of situations, rather than leaving it to the businesses to do it themselves?
Yeah, well, in the UK, they have actual authority. The equivalent body in the UK has the legal authority to do that. That legislation was never passed in Ireland. It's not on the Irish statute books. However, what the central bank has done, even though it hasn't the power to take the case itself, it did ensure that all reasonable costs got to do with the person taking the claim would be covered by the insurance companies. However, the point you make is something that can be looked at. But as we speak, that legislation doesn't exist in Ireland. And what I will say is the cases through the court that were taken in Ireland by the individual businesses themselves, with eventually the comfort from the central bank that their costs will be covered by the insurance company, have moved as quickly in Ireland as the cases have in England. So there'll be no delay in this matter.
Okay, but as Minister with responsibility for insurance, will you be pushing to bring that legislation?
That is something I will examine as a result of what's coming here now. The actual outcome was very clear. The timetable was the same. There was no delay. And what I would like to see, that before any cases start in future like this, the central bank would say at the commencement of the cases that the costs will be covered by the insurance company rather than it happening after a period of months. Because some of the businesses had to wait a few months until they got that clarification. That clarification is there now. It would be better if we get this earlier in cases into the future. And I think the precedent is now set. But if legislation is required, we will look at that.
Okay. And just finally, just to give businesses peace of mind, those businesses who do receive their payouts from their insurers, the state subsidies, are they guaranteed? There's no threat to them?
No. And the issue is the state has already paid these subsidies by way of rates waivers, wage subsidy payments, or some other revenue payment scheme, CRSS, or those issues. The issue in relation to the PUP payment will have to be looked at separately, because that didn't go to the business, and I don't think that should come into these cases at all. That went to the individual person who was no longer on the books of the employer, and I think that's a separate issue and shouldn't be confused by the insurance companies in dealing with these cases. But the payments that went through the businesses, like the wage subsidy scheme and race waivers, are issues that where the state has paid it in good faith, we will expect the insurance companies to cover the full cost of that, where there was a business insurance policy in place covering these issues. And we have a mechanism in place already to deal with that and to get that funds back from the insurance companies. And as soon as the court case is over, we will seek to do the exact same in these situations.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Sean Fleming, Minister of State with responsibility for insurance.